Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. It's much more enjoyable if you learn English in the way that your brain naturally wants to learn. I live in the United Kingdom. I'm a native English speaker, and I love helping the 100,000 students who listen to us every month. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. This is our Monday podcast, and Happy New Year to you. We're at the start of another year, and I hope that you're well and looking forward to it. One of the things that happens with New Year is that we decide on what we're going to do in the coming year, what our goals are. And hopefully, you're listening to this Adept English podcast because you're really determined that in 2019, that will be the year that you become fluent in English. So, how to improve your English fluency? Well, you're in the right place listening to just the right material. How to improve your English fluency? That's what Adept English is for. So I'm going to list 9 different ways that you can improve your English fluency. Here goes. Number 1, I would of course say use Adept English. Much of what we produce is free, though the courses that you can buy from us are really good too. There's always a transcript, and it's always spelt correctly. I'm a native English speaker, and I studied Latin at university, so I'm good at grammar. So you know it will be correct if you hear it on Adept English. I'm sometimes surprised when I look on YouTube at other English language teaching material. Some of it has mistakes and errors in it. Rest assured, what we produce will be correct. And number 2 in how to improve your English fluency, learn to think in English. It's really impossible to become fluent in a language if you're still translating. Your brain just can't do that fast enough. You have to learn to think in the language that you're trying to speak. And that means you must grow, in fact, a part of your brain that's English. To have that English part of your brain, you need to do lots of listening, and ideally listen to things that you are interested in. Otherwise, you'll find that your brain just drifts off. You'll find that you're thinking about something else and not really listening. So we try to provide lots of variety for you to listen to. Try to hold your attention, and it's important to give yourself opportunity to just listen without any pressure to speak. Speaking comes later. First of all, get really comfortable with understanding. So developing the ability to think in English is really important. So also you do that by repeating. If you're listening, unlike real conversation, if you don't understand the first time, you can play it again and have another go. So that's number 2 in how to improve your English fluency. Learn to think in English. At number 3, talk to yourself. It may sound a little bit like madness, but if you aren't confident enough to talk to other English speakers yet, then talking to yourself is really good practice. When you're in the car or in the shower or washing up, you could set yourself a question. Think about something that you might answer that question with. So it could be a story about what happened to you on the way to work, or it could be something about yourself that you want to say in English. So setting yourself questions and then answering them by speaking, that's really good practice. So if you're at the bus stop or on the train, you could think about what you would say in answer to the question. But if you're in the car or cooking, you could perhaps say it, speak it out loud, say your answer to yourself. And if you're in the shower, even better, You could sing your answer in English. Number four, on how to improve your English fluency. Another good idea is to record yourself speaking English. You could do this on your phone, perhaps read something out, and then replay the recording to yourself. Doing this just gives you a little bit more distance to be able to hear what words you say differently to native English speakers. You can also hear where your accent or your stress is different much more easily. If you're just listening to yourself when you speak, it's much more difficult to notice this. So recording yourself is a really good idea. Number five, in how to improve your English fluency, do listen and repeat exercises. I sometimes do this for you in podcasts where I'll take sentences in English and I'll say them and then I leave a space for you to repeat it. So I might do that three times. Especially where the phrases are difficult or the sentence is complicated, it's good practice to repeat. It might seem impossible at first, but if you practice, it's really satisfying when you learn to say it. And of course, you're growing the English speaking part of your brain then. So listening and repeating phrases, especially difficult phrases, is a good way to improve your fluency. Number six in how to improve your English fluency is to sing. You may know the lyrics, that means the words, to lots of songs in English. British and American music is pretty well known all over the world, and it's possible that some of the music you already like is in English and you know the words already. So actually, even music from other countries is sometimes in English too. I was thinking of famous songs like those by ABBA, perhaps. You could sing the Beatles or even Frank Sinatra. Your choice. Those may not be to your taste, but I'm sure there must be something with English lyrics that you like. So sing along with your music. Learn the lyrics and what the lyrics mean. Again, doing this means that you are growing the English part of your brain. Number seven in the list of how to improve your English fluency, learn the most common words in English first. Don't get put off or worried about just how many words there are in the English language. You don't need them all. When you start to speak, it's much more important that you know the most common words and phrases. If you haven't done it already, then I suggest that you might take a look at our Most Common 500 Words course. You can buy it on our website. This is a listening course with lots of different subjects, but it uses only the 500 most common words in English. So it gives you really good practice. If you only know these words when you start to speak, it will be enough to begin with. Number eight in the list of how to improve your English fluency. Don't be put off when you start to speak and you don't know a word. It's much more important that you get your meaning across to the other person than that your English is perfect or it uses exactly the right words. If you find you don't know a word, just find another way around the problem. So learn to think on your feet. That means to think as you were speaking and find another way to say what you want to say, even if you have to be inventive. So if you can't remember the word for umbrella, you might say, you know, those things which you hold over your head when it's raining. Or if you're on a plane and you really want to say, excuse me, please would you help me put my suitcase in the overhead locker? If those words don't come to you quickly enough, you might say, please can you help me with my bag? I want to put it in there. The other person will probably know what you mean. So it's really normal to be able to understand much more than you can say. But if your understanding is good and you can say simple sentences, that's great. You're having conversation. Finally, number nine in the list of how to improve your English fluency, find an online language partner. So this will either be someone who speaks English and wants to learn your language, or someone who is also learning English. I'm not going to say very much about this as I've suggested it to you so many times before, but it's really easy to do this. It's like having your own personal tutor. And you get over the embarrassment of making mistakes because, guess what? The other person makes mistakes too. So enough said, but really one of the best ways of improving your English fluency. So that's it. A really good set of ideas for how to improve your English fluency. Hope you enjoyed that. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.